Little-known nonprofits called crisis pregnancy centers are now in the spotlight in the fight over abortion rights. The centers, called CPCs for short, often advertise free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds. But critics say they're hiding an anti-abortion agenda. Here's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking on the Senate floor this month.
CPCs often lure women seeking legitimate reproductive care, including abortions, into their facilities by advertising themselves as comprehensive reproductive health care providers. But this is flatly untrue.
Warren says there are about 30 of these centers in Massachusetts. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited one of them.
Your Options Medical is in a small brick building in Revere. It has shied away from publicity, but Executive Director Teresa Larkin feels she now has to come forward.
We've been tarnished, we've been smeared, and so now we have to, unfortunately, have to defend ourselves.
Several crisis pregnancy centers declined to talk with WBUR, but Larkin says she wants to address the criticism that centers like hers deceive people so they continue their pregnancies. Your Options calls itself a Christian ministry. In state documents, Larkin says the main objective is to help with unplanned pregnancies.
You know, this is the first step in the waiting room.
Larkin describes what clients see when they arrive.
It's very neutral. Yeah. Our decor, we don't have baby pictures up, we don't have, you know, religious things all around, we don't have, you know, it's meant to be calming, safe.
Next, Larkin says a patient advocate takes a client to a private counseling room and asks some questions.
You know, if they're pregnant, have they made a decision yet? What are some of the stressors that they're looking at and they're considering? Pretty brief, maybe 5 minutes, and then she would bring them back to the exam room to meet with the nurse.
The nurse is down a short hallway in an exam room with an ultrasound machine. Her name is Nancy. She says she doesn't want her last name used because of threats against the center. Although some centers have been accused of not having medical professionals on staff, Nancy says she is a registered nurse. She says she's certified to do ultrasounds. Nancy also says about 60% of those who come to Your Options say they plan to continue their pregnancies, so she tries to help.
Well, if that's the case, do you want some vitamins? You know, what is it that you would like from us?
And if someone came in just to confirm a pregnancy and wanted information or a referral for abortion?
If she says, no, I'm going to go ahead with the abortion, I said, okay, you know, this is the information that we learned today, not that we refer, and they know that from the beginning, that we don't refer, we don't do the abortion here. That's pretty clear. But we are just giving them information.
That information, she says, might include adoption and pregnancy resources and what happens during an abortion. Larkin maintains they don't force anyone to make a decision. She does acknowledge, though, that she has a viewpoint.
We see them for 1 hour. None of us have the power. Yes, individually, we've seen so many ultrasounds, it's very difficult to argue with the fact that that's life. That's a separate life.
Abortion rights advocates say the centers are not upfront about their beliefs and should not call themselves medical clinics. Rebecca Hartholder is the executive director of the group Reproductive Equity Now. She says the abortion information that Your Options gives its clients overstates the risks and is not objective healthcare advice.
When someone is facing an unintended pregnancy, they deserve the facts. And you simply can't get that at a crisis pregnancy center. The goal of a crisis pregnancy center is to prevent you from deciding that abortion care is the right option for you.
Your option serves about 300 people a year at its 4 Massachusetts locations. Larkin says her center is different from others in that it's licensed by the State Department of Public Health. The department says it has not received any complaints against Your Options. DPH also says it does not track how many similar centers are licensed. Larkin's center is funded almost entirely by private donations. She says she's seen a slight increase since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. At the same time, she's installed security cameras because of vandalism and threats.
We've had to meet with the police. We're on a first-name basis with 2 FBI agents that are checking in with us weekly. So the FBI is really, you know, concerned.
About a half dozen Massachusetts communities are considering taking steps to regulate the centers. During a Worcester City Council meeting last month, Marcy Ostro with the Jane Fund of Central Massachusetts, an abortion rights group, called the centers fake health clinics.
It is time to reveal their true intent, which is to restrict reproductive options through misinformation and deception.
This type of criticism has also led State Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Maura Healey to issue an advisory warning about the centers. Some legal experts say AGs may be key in a future legal fight. Boston University health law professor emerita Wendy Mariner says because the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled the centers are protected on free speech grounds, a new strategy might involve consumer law.
If attorneys general crack down on these organizations under the consumer protection laws, they can get triple damages, and you get hit with a lot of damages, and that's one way to stop bad actors.
Mariner says with abortion restrictions in other states, more pregnant people might be looking for abortion services in states like Massachusetts where it remains legal. So the fight over crisis pregnancy centers will likely continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.